弟兄姊妹早。
好，这是 good morning。
好久没有联合聚联合崇拜了。
It's been a while it's been a while that we have a combined service。
这个是英文堂的小朋友举手，举个手好不好？
The English youth, please raise your hand。
你们喜欢联合崇拜吗
？Do you like combined service？
You like it, right? 谁不喜欢
？Who doesn't like a combined service?
没有，举起你的手来。OK， 啊，没有问题啊。今天让你看电影。
No problem. We'll let you see video.
好不好？可以吗
？Good.
你喜欢吗
？You like watching video?
Video. You like it?
Yeah.
OK. 好的，今天我们谈是见证人，做见证。
Today we want to talk about 问题。
我先从三个短的这一个录像带开始。
I want to show three short video clips to start。
我希望英文堂的这些孩子们，我答应你们，你们开始让你们看电影，所以你们必须全程的仔细的听，好不好
？So I promised the English congregation to show you video, so please pay attention so you can.Listen to this sermon throughout the whole duration.
Do you or not do?
Is it you or not do?
对吧 ？OK， 没问题哈，答应了 ，OK， 好。第一个这个照的这个录像呢是我们以前讲说见看见就相信，对不对？但是呢就是 to see is to believe 但是我希望你们想想看，这部片子你看见就相信吗？你要问你这个问题。
The first video clip is about to see and to believe.
第二个这个我的这个短片呢，将会提到说是主题叫做一个好的这个同工，好的伙伴。
The second video clip is about a good coworker.
但是就是他是好的伙伴，但是如果你能够完全相信他吗？
Even though he's a good partner, would you trust him 100%?
这是第二个这个录像短片的我要问的问题。
That's the second video clip, the question I want to ask you.
那第三个呢？这个题目叫做我们都是见证人。
The third video clip is about we are all witnesses.
这个短片的是韩国人拍的。
The video clip was directed by a Korean.
那这韩国是现在全世界最大的宣教输出国。
Korea right now is the biggest missionary export country.
这个让你们知道一下，我们要看的这短片呢，你可以看出一个韩国的年轻人多么的把眼光放大。
So I want to show this video clip to let you know the vision of the Korean kids about their mission.
这个题目叫做做见证，其实在英文叫做我们都是见证人，证人，我们都是证人。
The video clip, the title is that we are all witnesses.
所以我希望说我们在看的时候呢，你们看，有好笑的，不要笑太大声。
So as we watch the video, maybe there's some parts very funny, please do not laugh too loud.
轻轻的笑一下就好 ，smile。
Just
OK， 好，我们第一个 ，to see is to believe， 你看见就相信吗？这个啊
，first video clip。
有声音哈，需要有声音。你有没有看到这一个人？他是介绍一个广告，是一个奥林匹克的这个电这个拍摄摄像的广告。他从这一个图片里面他看见，对不对？因为他没有注意距离，好像是真的事情发生，所以他紧张起来。等到把这个他所认为他看见的东西放下来的时候，他怎么样？他里面感觉说很平安啊。
This was about a commercial where they were showing the Olympics.A camera commercial because the zooming it was showing a very different image and after he put the camera down he was very peaceful.
所以 你对任何事情的焦点是什么，那个决定很重要。
So you have to pay special attention to the focus of everything you see.
你看你焦点放在什么东西，你就相信什么东西。
If you put the focus on certain things, then you believe in it.
你的焦点放在名牌的服饰，那你的焦你就会被名牌服饰吸引住。
If you focus on brand names, then you'll be paid a lot of attention.
名牌服饰就成为你的焦点了。
If you focus on brand service, then you focus on service.
所以，见而相信其实是很主观的，是错误的，也有可能错误。
So if you think and believe it, it's not a positive.
有时候相当是主观的 very subjective.
It's very subjective.
Okay. 第二个这个叫做好的伙伴，也是一个广告啊 ，financial 广告啊，财务广告。
The second video clip is about good partners related to commercial, to the
有声音好不好？
Thank you.
他说我们都见证这些，但是就像这个小店讲的，他说人看到知道这些他也没有什么感觉，他不在乎。
As you can see that we are all witnesses, but many people have seen it, but they didn't really care about it.
神找见证就是要找在乎的人。
As God looking for witnesses, they are looking for people who cared about it.
所以今天我谈这个时候，我们愿意做见证。We are witnesses.
Today I want to talk about we are witnesses.
我们做见证人，其实有这几个心态都是广告，这三个都是广告啊。最后一个广告是指一个叫 Link 的一个慈善机构。
And these are all advertisements except the third one. Third one was done by a Link organization.
当我在看到这些东西的时候，我就发现说什么叫做见证人。
As I saw these video clips, I now understand what is witnessing.
什么叫做见证？
And what is witnessing?
我希望因为这三个东西让你开始想。
I'm hoping that these three video clips will let you think.
我也希望你把你的视野扩大。
And I also ask you to open up your vision.
你除非亲自经历这个神，你没办法做他的证人。
As you experience God, you also need to become witness.
信心跟行为合在一起。
Faith and action are together.
就是我今天主要的题目。
This is the topic of today's sermon.
从低头祷告。
Pray.
现在我们把今天的聚会交在你的手里。
Heavenly Father, we put today's worship in your hands.
求圣灵在这边运行，帮助我们认识我们愿意做见证这句话的真意。
We ask the Holy Spirit to teach us so we understand the meaning of witness.
我们等候你。
We wait for you.
把信心、耐心赐给我。
We ask to give faith and give it to us.
更给我们一颗彼此相爱的心。
Also give us a part of loving one another.
让我们众人如同一人侍立在你面前。
As we perform one thing in front of you.
开口来敬拜。
So we can worship.
更祝福我们待会的握柄聚会。
As we also hope that you will also pray.Praise the communion that we're going to have later.
还有我们的年会会有大会。
As well as our annual meeting later.
我们等候。
We wait for you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天第一点，我们知道二十四章约书亚第二十章，事实上的讲了一个地点，非常特殊的地点，叫事件。
In Joshua 24, we talk about location shift.
刚刚 Uncle Jonathan 也介绍了这个事件是一个有跟亚伯拉罕神应许的有关系。
Uncle Jonathan also talked about Shechem is a place, a promised land that was given to Abraham.
你知不知道事件刚好在迦南地的中心？
Shechem is actually in the central of the camp.
也是亚伯拉罕从哈兰被迁到这个迦南地的时候，第一个搬下来的。
This is the first location where Abraham has moved out of Moron.
亚伯拉罕也在这里面在摩利亚的橡树下遇见了神。
Abraham also imagined this place when he was underneath the great tree.
雅各在那边又花了钱买了一块地。
Jacob also bought a piece of land here.
建了一个祭坛。
He built an altar.
雅各就这么葬在这里。
Jacob was buried here.
从埃及回来以后，约瑟也葬在这里。
Joseph was also buried in this location.
然后约书亚也葬在这里。
Joshua was also buried here.
在这里面一个非常历史化的一些地点。
This is a very historical location.
有这一段谈话，二十四章约书亚第二十四章。
And it was this conversation described in Joshua 24.
他们要把见证历史。
They want to build this history.
他要站在历史的高峰上。
They want to stand on the peak of the history.
展开一个新的意象。
Open up a new vision.
约书亚的这一段记载是一个新的，不是只是单纯的回顾历史，而是要在这个历史上做一个见证的往前走。
Joshua wanted to open up a new vision to become a witness so he can walk forward.
你们有没有去过纽约的 High Point?
Anybody been to New Jersey High Point?
你的爸爸妈妈有没有带你去过 High Point Park?
Anybody, any of your parents took you to High Point Park?
有的几个走了哈。
Any of you been there, please raise your hand.
不是很多啊。
Not too many.
Grace, 你从来没听过 High Point. High Point 是纽约市最高的州立公园。
High Point is the highest state park in New Jersey.
你站在那一个 High Point 的那个高塔上，你就可以看到这个纽约市是从西北的高度一直往东南的这个走这个 slope 这个斜度这样走下来的。
If you stand on the tower of this High Point Park, you can see that New Jersey actually slopes downwards from 西北。
如果天气好的话，你可以一直看到快到 Bergen County 的这个中间部分，甚至连快到纽约的 Hudson River 都可以看到。
If you're in a good weather, a clear weather, you can actually see Hudson River.
他要我们眼光放大。
He wants us to open up our vision.
这个回顾历史所得的新的意义呢，约书亚在这边告诉我们三件事情。
To going back to the history, Joshua reminded us three things.
从一节到第十三节里面，他说到立约的神第一点。
It basically starts from Joshua
我 将他们交在你们手中，我也在你们面前将他们灭绝。我不肯听巴兰的话，我救你们，我把他们交在你手里，我打发黄蜂飞在你们前面，我赐给你们地图。
There's maybe about 18 times he mentioned the word I. Basically, he said, I took, I gave, I assigned, I sent, I afflict, I bought, I delivered, meaning of the I's that he mentioned here in the book of Joshua 24.
神做的所有的事情都是告诉以色列人，他是为了以色列人做。
Here, Joshua told us that if God was doing all this, it's because he was doing it for us, for the Israel.
神在让以色列人知道，他们所有的事情，今天能够到这边所完成的事情，没有他们的意念，没有他们的能力，完全是靠神的恩典跟大能。
Here he mentioned that it was none of the doing by the Israelites, it was all God's doing. So God wanted to remind them that it was not their will, it was God's will.
也没有他们的决策过程 decision making.
There was no decision making by the Israelites.
约书亚到这边已经看出这一个选民跟神之间现在进入到迦南地完成了，那么这一个部分下一个是什么？
因为 Joshua also want to make sure they recognize the relationship between the chosen people and what God has chosen for.
约书亚这时候几岁，你们知道吗？
Do you know how old Joshua was at this time?
啊，几岁啊？
哦，
八九十岁了。
就是在 A.D. 的那里。
所以他约书亚已经年老了。
Joshua was very old.
他认为以色列，他现在在想，以色列应该存什么正确的态度来看他所经历的这一切。
So he want to make, he want to understand the attitude that Israelites have given this time.
约书亚真的在问说，他问的问题是说，我们是见证人，但是什么叫见证人？这个问题。
Israel wants to understand that we are witnesses, but what does the meaning of this?
因为见证人做的是看的见证，是这个见证人，但是成为一个见证人，约书亚是一个进行式，是一个往前走的，所以见证人是一个持续的一个这个头衔。
The witness is, as you see, you become a witness, but you also have to do, and you also need to. Joshua wanted, Joshua is the person, the witness that he would walk towards, towards God.
所以约书亚是当然问，再深一个问题就是说，你们做决定，做一个见证人，你们下一步要做什么？
So Joshua was challenging the Israelites, what do you want to do? What is your next step?
所以到第十五节你们看一下。
As we go to verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this way whom you will serve. Whether the GodYour forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of Amorites, in whose land you are living.
我们第三个这一个这个短片里面，是我们都是见证人。
In the third year, but that we're all witnesses.
但是我们有一种方式，有态度可以选择，就是我在乎所发生的一切事情。
We also have an attitude towards the witness, whether we care about this or not.
所以约书亚挑战他们，这些东西都发生了，你怎么想？你怎么反应
？So Joshua was challenging the Israelites that things have happened. So what is your attitude towards it?
所以在十六节、二十一节、二十二节，以色列人回答他，在十六节，以色列回答他说：“我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神。
”In verse 16, Israel responded, "Then the people answered."Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve our other gods.
第二十一节，以色列回答说：“不然，我们定要侍奉耶和华。”
In verse 21, but the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord."
第二十二节，他们说：“我愿意做见证。”
In verse 22, yes, we are witnesses.
那么今天， 耶和华耶稣亚就借着从十六节一直到二十八节教他们几件事情，三件事情。
Here from verse 16 to 21, Joshua is telling them three things.
在这里面呢，第二十一节他说，我们愿意侍奉耶和华。
In verse 21, they said we are willing to serve the Lord.
他真正的希伯来文的意思是这样子翻译的。
In the Hebrew, he was translated that.
所以当时以色列认为他是说的，他是说我们里面有一个所谓的燃烧的一个意愿，一个心想要来服侍神。
We have burning desire of heart for God and willing to be His servant.
因此，耶稣呀，就针对他们这个 burning desire， 就是一个渴望的心，他教他们三件重要的一个如何做认识、做见证人的一个三个认识。
So Joshua taught them three things with their burning desire is to understand the meaning of we are with.
第一个
First.
我要谈到做见证的时候呢，在希伯来文里面的意思呢，这个见证做见证呢，包括证据，也包括什么？一个生活的见证。
Here we want to talk about witness, but you also contain evidence as well as testimony.
这一个见证，生活的见证呢，是人与跟神之间互动的，有交集出来的一个见证。
This witness is the interaction that we have with God.
这第一个部分，谈到的这个再跳过去好不好？下一页，再下去，好的。三点，这三点我先大概提一下。第一点就是心甘情愿、信实可靠的一个本质，叫见证的本质。
The first point is to free willingness and faithfulness.
第二个呢，一个见证的本质呢，是谈到了良知、良心。
And the second one is about conscience.
第三个呢，谈到了证据的这个见证的时候是谈证据。
The third point regarding witness is about evidence.
所以我重新再讲的是这三点东西呢，一个人做见证，假见证是假的，真的见证必须约瑟亚告诉他必须做这三点。第一点就是要有一个愿意的和一个信实的心。
If we're making witnesses, we must contain these three points. Otherwise, the false witnesses will not contain these three things. The first one is free will.
而且第二个呢，一定是良知良心。
And the second point, it has to be conscience.
然后第三个一定要证据。
The third point is you must have evidence.
好，我们就仔细来看这一部分。
Let's look at these three points.
你们小朋友把圣经开一个打开哈。
Please open up your Bible.
十四节里面告诉我们，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和从埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。十四节。
In verse 14, now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord.
这里面短短一节经文却告诉我们什么叫做做见证。
Here in a very short verse, also tells us how to be a witness.
这里面第一个提到的诚心实意的侍奉。
Here talked about free will to serve the Lord.
这里的诚心实意是 sincerity and truth.
Here is because of sincerity and truth to serve.
在这个诚心实意的这个七十四译本的圣经里面呢，它是跟这个哥林多前书五章十八节里面有一点不一样。
It is quite different in the Corinthians.
虽然在两个希腊文里面跟这个哥林多前书五章八节里面的这个希腊文是同一个字。
Here the Hebrew is same with the First Corinthians, however the meaning is different.
但是你去查希伯来的字典的时候，你发现它的意义呢比希腊文多了一些。
If you were using a Hebrew dictionary, it has more meaning than Greek.
什么叫做诚心实意 ？Sincerity and truth.
So what is sincerity and truth?
在希腊文里面的这个哥林多前书五章里面提到的，就是说不能容忍这个奸淫的事情。
they're basically, it can
adultery.
In the Church of Corinthians, there's many adultery.
所以在哥林多前书五章第八节，我们听到他说，用诚实真正的一个无效的来在教会里面献祭。 这个约书亚要说的东西。
In Hebrew, you can truly reflect the meaning.
所以他说你现在这样敬畏耶和华，因为他是什么呀？他 Amen.
Because we want to worship God because He is Amen.
他是是的，就说是的；不是，就说不是。他是阿拉法，他是 Omega.
He is yes, He is the truth, and He is Alpha and the Omega.
所以约书亚在这边用十四节里面，他说现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
In verse 14, it says, Now Peter will fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness.
然后他叫他怎么样？你要把所有东西偶像全部除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
So what did he do here? He also tells them to throw away the gods of the four gods.
在这里面，耶稣亚是要告诉他什么叫做真实的、诚心诚意的侍奉，就是根据神的品质跟神所说的话。
So what is Joshua trying to say here? That he wants us to serve the Lord faithfully.
神向亚伯拉罕立约。
God has made a covenant with Joshua.
然后他就守约。
He has obeyed the covenant.
然后神就执行这个约。
God has fulfilled the covenant.
这叫做神的一个计划。
It was a plan of our God.
因为他们小孩子有没有听过 God's plan, my response?
The English comprehension you've heard of.
在英文堂里面，我知道孩子们有我们有一本书叫他们稍微看一下，就是说神的计划，我们的回应。
So in the English congregation, I believe they have read a book about God's plan as well as our response.
我要你们注意听下面的，就是十四节里面，他告诉我们四件事情。
Then I want you to pay attention to the following four points.
第一个就是敬畏神。
First, that we have obey our God.
第二个侍奉他。
Second, we have to serve him.
第三个除掉偶像。
Third is to get rid of all the idols.
选择神。
And pick our God.
这叫做诚心实意的来侍奉神。
This is the meaning of faithfulness to serve our Lord.
所以耶稣亚在这里面告诉我们什么叫做诚心，什么叫做忠贞 willingness and faithfulness.
So Joshua is telling us how to be willingness and faithfulness to serve our God.
他必须包括四样品格。
He must contain these four things.
敬畏
Fear. First is to fear our Lord.
侍奉他
To serve.
除掉偶像
To throw away idols,
选择神
to choose God.
一个做见证的人必须在这个基础上才开始知道什么叫做认识神的信实
One that believes in God, then we must build on these four things.
第二个
Second.
你们都快睡着了
You probably are not falling asleep.
你们跟旁边握握手
Shake hands with your neighbor.
Come on, come on, right now. 现在就该握握手 OK. 好的下一个我要谈的就是你的良心。
The next point I want to talk about is our conscience.
你的良心 ，OK？ 什么叫做侍奉神
？What is serving the Lord？
听道就是侍奉神。
Listen to the sermon is serving the Lord.
同意吗
？Do you agree to that？
好，我向你的心说话。
I'm talking to your heart right now.
就像神向良心说话。
Just like God is talking to conscience.
良知良心。
Conscience.
我可以告诉你们，耶稣基督还在这个花园里面的时候，门徒们是不是都睡着了
？As Jesus Christ was still in the garden, was all the disciples asleep?
你睡着了没有
？Are you asleep?
因为 ，No, all right. 因为你心里愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Your heart is willing, but your physical body is not.
耶稣亚没有同意这句话。
Joshua agreed to this.
他同意。我们来看一下。
He agreed.
十九节，我们一起来念好不好
？Verse 19, let's read it together.
当然来了啊！耶稣亚对百姓说：“你们不要侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是圣洁的神，且神必不赦免你们过犯和罪恶。” 这句话重不重？
This is a heavy verse.
你感觉如何？
What is it feeling?
你心里愿意肉体却软弱了。
Your heart is willing, but your flesh, your body is not.
我们没有办法侍奉神。
We cannot serve our God.
以色列人说了三次，16节、20节、21节、22节，都说要侍奉神。
Israel said it three times that they want to serve the Lord.
约书亚倒了一盆冷水。
So Joshua poured cold water on them.
在他们头上。
On their head.
那你们不能侍奉神。
You tell them you cannot serve the Lord.
Okay, 我们再来念二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
我们大声一起念好不好？来，一起来！你们若是耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降水之后，必转而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。How do you feel? 你感觉如何？
How do you feel now?
可是告诉我，你的感觉怎么样？
What is your feeling for?
这盆冷水冷不冷？
Do you feel the cold water on you?
这里面提到了。什么原因使得我们没办法侍奉神？
You're talking about the reasons why we cannot serve God.
你们可不可以给我答案？
Can you give me an answer?
从这两节里面看出什么是答案？
From these two verses, can you tell me the answer?
Jonathan Low, you know what's the answer?
Jonathan Low, what's the answer?
从这两节里面19节、20节，为什么我们不能侍奉神？
From verses 19 and 20, why we cannot serve the Lord?
他是圣洁的。
He's holy.
Good answer, John.
Good answer.
我们不是圣洁的。
We are not holy.
但是神是圣洁的。
But God is holy.
更糟糕的，神是忌邪的。
God is also jealous God.
他不会原谅我们的罪的。
He will not forgive our sins.
这就出了问题了。你怎么做见证？
Now here's the problem, how are you going to be a witness?
耶稣亚很清楚。
Joshua was very clear about this.
从历史去看。
From history.
以色列是败坏的。
Israel has been bad.
出埃及。
As they came out of Egypt.
不到一两个月，什么心都变了。
A month or two later, they have changed their hearts already.
要进迦南。
As they were walking into Canaan.
永远是不干我的事。
Always is not their problem.
因为有困难。
Because they had problems.
华人福音会进江南了没有？
Has the CMNC walked into the Canaan yet?
以色列人如今在世界了没有？
Has the Israelites in the Shechem yet?
但是耶稣亚知道他们的心。
But Joshua knows their hearts.
因为他们不圣洁。
Because they were not holy.
约书亚说他们哪里不圣洁呢？
Joshua told them where they were not holy.
偶像。
Because idols.
华人聚会有没有偶像？
DMC, do we have any idols?
你的家有没有偶像？
In your house, do you have any idols?
你的心里有没有偶像？
In your heart, do you have any idols?
今天到了世界。
Today they have gotten to the shaken.
如果不是神的恩典跟大能，
If it was not God's grace and His willing,
你我不会到今天。
We would not be here today.
不只是我们华人福音会。
Not only CMNC and J.
我们每一个人今天活到现在，都是恩典跟神的大能。
Every one of us that are living today is all because of God's grace.
所以今天神要问的，就是耶稣亚所要问的，你心里面还有没有偶像？
Your God's asking us was what Joshua was asking. What is your word?
大的房子吗？
Do you want a big house?
More money? 更多钱吗？
More money?
没有问题。
No problem.
千山的羊，万山的牛，都是他的，都是神的。
Thousands and thousands of sheep were all his.
他是丰富的。
He's abundant.
同步美地，广传福音。
As we walk into the promised land, then we will spread the gospel.
今天步入美地。
Today we have walked into the promised land.
广传福音。
Let's spread the gospel.
你做广告时间就不用了吗？进来了就跑了吗？
So we don't have to spread any gospel as we just walk into the pharmacy.
我们才刚开始。
We just started.
广传福音的基础在哪里？
What is the basic of spreading gospel?
把真理养起来。把真理养起来。
Is to build up the truth.
得生命更丰盛。
So our lives can be more full.
什么叫做除掉偶像？
What is getting rid of the idol?
你必须知道什么叫偶像。
You must know what the idol is.
神会让你知道什么是你的偶像。
God will tell you what the idols are.
我可以告诉你，你可以用另外一个角度知道什么是你的偶像。
You can use a different angle to see what your idols are.
因为偶像一定做三件事情。
The idols will always do three things.
一个就是占据你。
One will be occupying you.
控制你。
Controlling you.
影响你。
Impact you.
所以这三件事情，一个是怎么样控制你。占据你和影响你。
The three things is what controlling you, affecting you, and also
influence, dominant, and control. Okay, 这三件事情一定控制你。
These three things will always control you.
那就你就知道那个东西就是发生了，就叫做偶像。
You know now these are the idols.
也可能是你的个性。
Maybe it's your attitude.
Your temper.
Your temper.
Or your character.都是你的内涵。
For your inner soul.
神要你把这个偶像去掉。
God want you to get rid of the idol.
虚荣的心。
Anything that
treats you or just
praise
you. Okay, I'm sorry. 好。第二个，约书亚在这里告诉你，他说因为。你的良心还在圣灵的工作底下，所以我们虽然是不圣洁，但在神里面愿意接受圣灵的调整，这个良心在神会使用它，使我们洁净。
As our God still belongs to, as our heart still belongs to our God, as long we're willing, our God will change us. As long we accept Him, all the changes that He will have among us.
刚刚告诉我们什么叫偶像有三点了。
We just talked about idols and three characters.
约书亚叫我们转向神。
Joshua told us to turn toward God.
什么叫转向？
What is turning toward God?
转向是一个智慧。
It is wisdom.
也有三点啊。
There's only three.
转向有三点。
Turning around is has also three characters.
虽然偶像也有三点。
Even though the idols, although the idols also have three points.
但是这个转向是神的能力。
As we turn towards God, it's because of God's grace.
如果你有纸跟笔，请记起来。
If you have pen or pencil, please write it down.
转向神是神的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
神的意念。
God's willing.
神的道路。
God's will.
你我不知道，也不愿意面对。我们的偶像。
You and I do not want to face our own idols.
因为偶像太容易崇拜了。
Because idols are very easy.
神的智慧会让我们看清楚，在生活当中会帮助我们看清楚什么叫偶像。
God's wisdom will tell us what the idols are.
一个人谦卑的人，寻求神的智慧，就能转向神。
As we become humble, we seek God's wisdom.We will be able to change.
你我的意念，心里相愿意，肉体就软弱了。
Your will, your soul, your heart is willing, but your physical body is not.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
God's will is always bigger than our will.
他会在生活当中里面调整你这个人。
He will change our character through our life.
问题是你愿不愿意顺服。
Now the question is, are we willing to accept?
同样的第三点，神的道路。
Third is
God's path. 你走神的道路，你的道路就显明出来。
If you walk on God's path, your path will be clearly shown.
所以，三个偶像霸占着你。
Three things that were controlled by the idol.
三个神的智慧、神的意念、神的道路把你穿翻转过来。
And three things of God's wisdom, God's will, and God's path.
我们需要的就是把自己委身和写顺服。
we almost continue our path as well as to
就是被你所写的尾声跟顺服。
You also tell us that we must continue as well as
第三点,
third point
最后一点,
the last point
这一点呢, 请你们再站起来一下好吗?
Everybody stand please.
你们把右脚踩地一下。
OK，
你听到声音了没有？ 你听到声音了没有？
Did you hear that noise?
这叫证据。 这里有多少人？
This is evidence. How many people?
这里就是证据了。
This is the evidence.
OK， 第三点我要谈到的就是一个见证一定有证据。 请坐。
Please be seated. As we have a witness, witness always contains evidence.
这个证据，约书亚知道，他需要让他的百姓，神的百姓，真正的有一个行动的力量。
Joshua wanted people to have an action towards this covenant.
因此，他就跟他立约了。
So he made a covenant with the Israelites.
我们的天然人 sinful nature,
a sinful nature,
是被背叛的。
Central nature would always do things just the other.
会抵挡权威的。
They would always not disobey the will.
不止一次。
Not only once.
也不止两次。
Twice.
会不断的。
Continue.
但是神跟我们立约。
Has God made a covenant with us?
耶稣呀，可不可以跟以色列人立约？
Can Joshua make a covenant with the Israelites?
可不可以？
Can he?
你们睡着了哈？约书亚能不能跟以色列人立约？
Can Joshua make covenant with the Israelites?
不能。
No.
立了也没用。
If he was making covenant, it's useless.
牧者、理事们可不可以跟弟兄姊妹立约？
Can pastors and deacons make a covenant with the congregation?
没有用。
No, it's useless.
华人福音会可不可以跟？ 他所选出来的理事，他所聘的牧者立约。
Can CMNC make any covenant with the chosen deacon or the elected pastor?
没有。
No.
因为你我都是怎么样的人？
You and I are what kind of people?
你我都是会变的。
You and I are the people that will change.
我们只有一个方式，一起到神面前跟神立约。
We only have one way to come before God.
这就是约书亚所做的事情。
This is what Joshua did.
他要他们立约。
He wanted them to make covenant.
因为神是守约的。
Because God follows His own covenant.
还记得那个信实的希伯来文的意思就是 Amen.
You remember the meaning of the faithfulness.
Faithfulness 信实在旧约的这个字根就是 Amen.
Faithfulness in Hebrew meaning Amen.
你我在做一个仪式吗？
You and I are just doing a ceremony.
看见 action 就是一个行动。
It looks like an action.
但是在神的眼光，他是怜悯的。
In God's eyes,
merciful. 神是怜悯的，他借着我们一点愿意的心，五饼二鱼，他就要在我们的五饼二鱼里面喂饱这个时代。Because
God is merciful, that He will use the five loaves and two fish to feed us all.
神在找人。
God is looking for people.
我记得我第一次来讲道的时候，我还是神学生在这里，当然没有，我就说神在找人。
As I was talking, preaching the first time in CMNC, I was still a seminary student. God is looking for you and I because of us.
我如果是神就不用了。
If it was God, He may not use me at all.
但神是信实的。
But God is true.
诚信可配合的。
He's
faithful and trustable.
He's faithful and trustable.
我今天谈到我们是愿意做见证人。
that I talk about and we all want to be witnesses.
这是我的主题。
This is my topic.
你我在要做见证是做什么 做过来的。
You and I want to make, be a witness, we cannot do it.
我们只有靠着顺服跟信靠交托委身给这位神信实的神。
We can only put all this and trust in our Lord.
是把神给我们的感动跟托付照着去做。
So as God's willing in us, so we follow God's will to do it.
把真理扬起来。
So we grow the truth.
向下扎根。
So we'll continue to grow the roots.
往上结果。
So we will grow the roots.
跟今天的讲道。
May today's sermon.
是神在寻找的人。
It's God seeking for people.
再次站起来。
That's all for today.
现在我们把我们的自己跟我们的信息全部交在你手里，你是让我们做见证的神。 Lord, we submit ourselves and all the passages you speak through Joshua 3,000-4,000 years ago. Now, you also command us. 如今你借着约书亚所说的话今天向我们要求，我们今天被你带到这个地步，不是靠着我们的能力、智慧。Today, we be stand to here, stand in front of you. It's not because our person, just because your mercy, and your mercy again. 所以主，我们愿意在今天向你立约，愿意自己使得我们每一个人真实的活在你面前。So today, we stand in front of you individually, face-to-face individually. May you mold us and build us and use our life for eternal purpose. 为了永生的缘故，你祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名求。We pray in Jesus' name. Please have a seat.